You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm David Watts Barton. We are well into primary season on the Republican side, and the contest is still not decided. But last week, Nevada had its caucuses, and Mitt Romney was the clear winner, which I think gives him two wins so far. But much has been written about Nevada's role in the primary season, and there's been considerable speculation about the future of the Republican Party in this once solidly conservative state. Here to discuss Nevada's caucuses, the state's struggling Republican Party, and the political future of the state is Eric Herzig. He is department chair and professor of political science at the University of Nevada in Reno. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So how important is Nevada's caucus in the overall caucus primary circuit? It's not a big state.
In terms of the nominating process, Nevada isn't that important. We have 28 delegates. We are a caucus, which is kind of an oddity in this process. But what happens in February has a lot of importance in the fall, and that's when Nevada becomes important. We are one of the true swing states out there. We voted for Bush twice, for Obama, for Clinton twice. And so, you know, unlike, say, California, which has far more electoral college votes, but is pretty consistently in the Democratic column, or Texas, which is larger, which is pretty consistently in the Republican column, Nevada's important in the fall when we will be a swing state.
But during the caucuses, they got a lot of coverage this year. Why was that?
Well, because we were the only game being played, let's say, on that Saturday. And in terms of the caucus and the attention was focused on the Republican Party, first in the West. And the Republican Party, the state Republican Party in Nevada, just didn't do a very good job. Because it's a volunteer effort, it's not paid for by the state, the party runs it. And it varied in extreme from county to county in terms of how well it was run. In Washoe, say Reno, it ran very smoothly. But when you got down to Clark County, Las Vegas, they added an extra evening caucus. They didn't get the vote count right. And matter of fact, the vote count didn't become official until yesterday. That meant they missed the East Coast media deadlines. They really looked as if they weren't very well organized. Attendance was down. These are not good signs for the Republican Party going forward, getting ready to organize for that fall general election.
Mm-hmm. And is that partly a blowback from, there have been several pretty controversial Republican politicians in Nevada in the last few years, John Ensign and Sharon Engel. What's been the result of their presence in the Republican Party there?
Well, you're right. I mean, part of it is the Republican Party has had some controversial candidates. They've also just not been very good at the organizational basics. They've had, I want to say, five state executive directors in the past 4 years or four in the past 5 years, so it's not a lot of stability. And this is somewhat ironic because in 2002, the Nevada Republican Party was running on all cylinders, won every statewide office. The Democratic Party was in disarray. The Democrats, realizing this, got better organized. Harry Reid played a major role, kind of coming in and just becoming the so-called godfather of the Democratic Party, really influencing who ran, how they raised money. The Republicans, meanwhile, couldn't live on their success. This is when you start this kind of free fall into these intra-party fights. Who's a real Republican, and are you a conservative? And then, you know, the Tea Party emerges, and that just added, you know, fuel to the fire. Add in, you know, John Ensign, who was, in a sense, hey, he's our lead dog in the Republican Party. Then he falls by scandal. Jim Gibbons, who just wasn't a very good governor overall, and particularly not for the Republican Party image. And you've got a Republican Party that's got a lot of administrative damage control to do.
I'm speaking with Eric Herzig. He is the department chair and professor of political science at the University of Nevada in Reno. That's a lot of change in 10 years. How much of that had to do with the actual the change in Nevada in terms of the in-migration of a lot of people? You're the worst hit mortgage state in the country, right?
Oh yeah.
It was a huge boom. How much of the Republicans' problems are sort of rooted in that boom, do you think?
Well, I don't think their problems are rooted in the boom. In fact, with your intro, you said this formerly solidly conservative state. That's not true about Nevada. Nevada has always been a swing state. I will point out that Nevada holds, in a sense, the national distinction of we have voted for the winner in every presidential election since 1912, with the exception of 1976. No state is, in a sense, a better bellwether for the presidential race. In part, that's because our parties haven't been especially strong. The Democrats, but they were very conservative Democrats, dominated from, say, 32 to about 1990. The Republican Party reemerges then, and it's a more conservative party. A lot of people moving from California came to Nevada because we don't have income tax. They were, in a sense, fleeing kind of the liberal image of California. Mm-hmm. This boosts the Republican Party. But at the same time, it brought in factions within the Republican Party. So the growth at first fuels the growth, expansion of the Republicans, helps them electorally, but over time, the cracks emerge, and that's where the Republican Party is now. At a bad economy, our unemployment rate's the worst in the nation, our foreclosure rate's the worst in the nation, our drop in personal income is the worst in the nation, and you add all that together, and the Republicans are struggling to find some unity and find an answer that the general public in Nevada is going to buy.
And is that, what do you think that answer is going to be for the Republicans after this caucus? Is it Mitt Romney?
Well, Mitt Romney won the caucus, and Romney is fairly popular in Nevada. He still suffers a little bit from the bland factor. I mean, I went to the caucuses, and you know, people were voting for Romney. It was not like, oh, I just love this guy. It wasn't the enthusiasm that, say, a Barack Obama engenders, but Romney's never going to get to that level. Mm-hmm. But if the party can rally behind Mitt Romney, he could run very well in Nevada. He gets a Mormon vote boost. He's a business-oriented Republican rather than a social issue-oriented Republican, and that Nevada is far more about business issues than social issues. So Romney could bring it together. We have a fairly popular Republican governor who could also kind of play a role helping recruiting candidates and bringing people together. But the on-the-ground kind of people who knock on your doors and, you know, help get the flyers out, whatnot, that's where the Nevada Republican Party has really been stumbling for about the past, you know, say, easily 5 years.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting to see where we go from here. Colorado's caucus is today, so that should add some interesting fuel to the conversation as well.
Absolutely. And, again, Romney is on a pretty good roll right now, big win in Florida. Expected win in Nevada, but he won solidly, better than 2-1 over Gingrich. Colorado is also good ground for Mitt Romney. Romney has a good February lineup of caucus and primary states. Gingrich, I think, will hold on to make a kind of last stand in Super Tuesday with the southern primaries because that's his base.
All right. Well, we'll be watching. We won't be watching Nevada for a while, but maybe in November you'll hit your 100th anniversary of being right on the presidential election.
I think we will be in the national spotlight because, again, we're one of the few states that's, in a sense, up for grabs, and that any party, depending on their organization, depending on the quality of candidates, and, of course, depending on, you know, how the issues play out, we should be in play.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Eric Hirsik is the department chair and professor of political science at the University of Nevada in Reno. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. Coming up, Belva Davis reflects on her decades in the news business. We'll be right back.